Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ow.
I didn't say stretch that far.
Stretch carefully, my friends, as we enter into the 9 o'clock stretch. It is 9:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Shaping up to be another gorgeous day in paradise. Can't believe how close it is to Thanksgiving already. A week from today. Are you kidding me? No, I'm not kidding you.
I can't believe it.
How about that Yobs report? More jobs for everyone. U.S. economy added in September amid some uncertainty about economic conditions, but it was good news. Added 119,000 jobs. Doesn't sound like a ton, but you have to remember they only predicted about 50,000 jobs. So it's way above the estimate of economists. You know, economists, you know. I'll let Trump tell you all about what he thinks about economists, and I'm probably very close to being in agreement with him. But anyway, so that was good. And then the unemployment rate rose just a tad to 4.4%. That was a little higher than expectation. I guess they were looking at 4.3. It's not huge either way. Let's see. And, oh, the numbers coming up will be a little bit odd because of the government shutdown. So, yeah, everything's a little skewed to some extent because of that. You know, these things are estimates, and then they come back and they correct them and all that. But, no, that was good. So, economically, things are looking good. We're on the right track, but somehow some of these polls, and I haven't looked at them really deeply, but, you know, Trump's approval ratings on the economy and other things aren't that great. It's like, what are your expectations? They even said, like, food's more, gas is more. They named like four or five things that they think are more expensive now than they were a year ago, and I can tell you for a matter of fact, it's not true. So people have the wrong information. I don't know where they're getting that from. MSNBC, CNN. Yeah. Where are they getting the information? And who doesn't know, like, gas is cheaper than it was a year ago? Who didn't know that? Mm-hmm. Who didn't know that eggs have gone down? I don't know, like 80% from their high under the Biden administration. People don't recognize that. They don't see that. They don't feel that. These people must not actually shop or purchase gas even.
Right.
Who do they ask? Who's taking these polls? You know, that would be a better question because that doesn't make sense to me. How come people don't understand? We're doing well. We still have a way to go. I understand the whole affordability issue. The cost of homes has gone up. Some of that's starting to come down though. Okay, at least a little bit. And then the interest rates have come down a little bit. They need to go a lot more. Trump can't control that. He's tried with everything he's got to push interest rates low. You know, everything short of actually choking Jerome Powell live on TV, which he's come close to, but he hasn't done it yet. And that wouldn't be a good idea. But he's done everything he can as a president to make his case for lower rates. And that does impact a lot of us. But the the big beautiful bill and all that, you know, that stuff doesn't kick in until January. So you're not going to see any net effects from that for a while. People must just be really, really impatient. I don't know what I just, when I look at it, I think, wow, I wonder what things would be like if it was, you know, President Harris. I know, I shudder. I shudder to think. Because Trump in, 10 months has just, he's done incredibly, incredibly well. Look at all this money that's coming, pouring into the nation to invest. Not only financially does that matter, it matters because now countries believe in us. They believe in America, our to deliver goods, services, products, the American work ethic, all that. They believe in that. They believe in we're a stable enough economy to want to do business with us long term. Those are all good things. And then they have skin in the game. They want America to succeed because they have a financial incentive to see that through.
That helps everybody.
Absolutely. So I don't know where this stuff's coming from. President Donald Trump currently enjoys the highest foreign policy job approval rating of any 21st century president. So the rest of the world gets it, but some of our own people don't. Isn't that weird?
That's crazy.
And remember, all those same people that don't get it economically, maybe they're the same ones that said, we're not respected around the world. Nobody likes Donald Trump.
Right.
Which was an out-and-out lie, and it's proven to be a lie time and time again. Wow.
You're going to tell me the world didn't know that Joe Biden was losing it and was just really not among us anymore?
Remember that.
They know that.
That's the Democrat Party that lied to you about that,
yes.
Lied to you about borders, thinks that biological men should be in your daughter's locker room and competing against her. Sorry. No thanks. Mm-mm. So at this particular point in his second term, Trump has a 43% job approval rating on foreign policy, which tops both of his 21st century counterparts, George W. Bush and Barack Obama. At this point in his second term, Bush's foreign policy approval rating sat at a dismal 36%. Obama was right there with him at 37%. So, yeah, Trump's got good numbers there. Job approval on foreign policy, the best of over the last, 24 years, 25 years? So that's excellent. But how come the people don't, they haven't gotten on the correct page when it comes to the economy? And where are they getting their information from? I guess they're getting from, Instagram and TikTok and, lefty-leaning, news outlets and all these other little, activist groups and stuff that put stuff out. Bots working for China and Russia, I guess. I don't know. Crazy. All right. So we got that going up. Here's another non-winner for the Dems, but shh, don't tell them. A coalition of 130 Democrat lawmakers are asking the Supreme Court to side with transgender-identifying athletes over biological females in upcoming cases. In other words, they're just saying, hey, we know it doesn't pass the eye test, the smell test, the science test, but would you do it anyway? I mean, that's what they're... That's 130 Democrats, please.
Mm-hmm.
The lawmakers, 121 Democrat House members, 9 Democrat senators, filed an amicus brief on Monday in the Idaho case of Little versus Hecox and in West Virginia versus PBJ. And the court will hear on January 13th the case, as they argue that their brief categorical bans are the improper tool to address participation in youth sports teams, and that lawmakers have an interest in protecting the privacy, safety, health, and rights of the American people, including students who are transgender and cisgender. Yeah, we've got that. But so what are you saying? You want to do away with Title IX? The thing that gave women's sports everything that they have?
Mm-hmm.
You want to do away with Title IX now? Well, no, wow. You can't have it both ways. And Title IX was absolutely put in place to protect and elevate women's sports so that they were treated, equally to men. Equally, but separately for a reason. It's for safety. It's for common sense. What was the case I heard about recently where some, what was it, like a power lifter? He was very, very average competing against the males. Then he decided he was a female and broke the record by a lift by 115 pounds. Okay? An average male weightlifter broke the women's record. And everybody thinks that that somehow is okay? I mean, that proves the point that it's not okay, that it's not acceptable. And I guess so many people, I don't know, they're just afraid to stand up for the truth and what's right. What are you afraid? You're going to be called a name? Are you really afraid you're going to be called a name? You're transphobe.
Unreal.
Not a bit. Not a bit. It's much more basic and biological than that. But they try to make it complicated. They try to make it complex. It just simply is not. 9:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And you never have to miss a minute of the show. Search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button. Catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Night 21 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. You know what? Tomorrow is Friday.
Yeah.
That's where we bang on the drum.
Yes.
Well, according to Elon Musk, not only are we not going to have to work Fridays, probably Monday through Friday, and we'll have a robot banging the drum for us. We're going to have nothing to do. Yeah.
Wow.
I am not making this up.
Do we still get paid?
Well, that's the tricky part that I'm not sure I understand. So let's let Elon explain it. Okay. Oh, here speaking for Elon will be me as I read the article.
Okay.
Billionaire Elon Musk is signaling that artificial intelligence and robotics could eliminate the need to work in the next few decades. Musk attended a U.S.-Saudi investment forum, was asked on a panel about the long-term impacts of robotics and AI on the workforce. He offered a bold prediction about the future of work. He says, I don't know what the long term is. Maybe it's 10, 20 years, something like that. My prediction is that work will be optional. Now, work is optional for him because he is a trillionaire.
Yes.
He said, it'll be like playing sports or a video game or something like that. If you want to work in the same way, like you can go to the store and just buy some vegetables, or you could grow vegetables in your backyard. It's much harder to grow vegetables in your backyard, but some people do it because they like growing vegetables.
Yeah.
Not sure what that means. That will be what work is like, optional. Yeah,
well,
I want to get up. I want to get up at 3:15 a.m. every day. I want to.
But
no, I don't.
I'm
lying.
Things will still have to be built, and if you're going to have machines do the building, someone's got to build the machines. And if machines are building machines, somebody's got to build the original machine. There still will have to be physical things to be done.
I'm not worried about that part of it.
Okay.
I'm worried about the other thing that you asked.
What's that?
How am I
going to
get paid?
Oh.
See? How am I going to get paid? How am I going to live?
Well, here's the good thing. This is the optimistic view you've got, Bob. You need to use. He's talking about multiple decades. You'll be dead long before then.
Oh, I knew you'd bring me some good news. Since you're 10 months older than me.
I know.
I'll make sure I'm kicking dirt on you first. Although
I'm not the one with a crutch. Or
you
two.
See any crutches today?
And I'm impressed.
It's a miracle. It's a miracle of modern science.
Healed, brothers and sisters.
If you'd have told me Saturday I would not be on crutches, I'd be walking on my own. I said, you cray-cray, man.
Uh-huh.
You cray-cray.
Anyway.
So far,
talking,
so good.
He's talking about, but still, there'll be things that have to be done. And now you will get paid digitally for them. That's a whole other story.
Well, here's what else he said. Musk went on to say that money could eventually stop being relevant in a future dominated by AI and robotics, noting that in books about a positive AI future, money often no longer exists. So what are we getting, the Mom Donnie? You just walk into the grocery store, pick up what you want, and leave?
No, you're back to doing the vegetables in your backyard, apparently.
Yeah, he says, my guess is if you go out long enough, assuming there's a continued improvement in AI and robotics, which seems likely, then money will stop being relevant at some point in the future. There will still be constraints on power, electricity, and mass. The fundamental physics elements will still be constraints, but I think at some point, currency becomes irrelevant.
Easy for the trillionaire to say now.
I just don't. Yeah, I guess maybe I don't have enough of an imagination.
Yeah.
I guess you have to perform a service that somebody is willing to pay you for at some point, and that's how you can purchase other things like a house,
right.
Transportation, food. I mean, you can have all the AI you want, but I know I'm still going to be hungry.
Absolutely.
So, hey.
I don't know about that.
I'm not sure how that all works.
Well, even when casually they mentioned the whole digital currency thing, and he's talking about not getting paid. But, you know, there's a meme that's gone around, and I've shared it myself. When it's easy to say, let's go to that cashless society. But when you think of all the things that can't happen in a cashless society, like, you know, that little side gig you're making a couple of bucks on, because now if it's all digital, it's all trackable. You want to put a little money under your kid's pillow because they lost a tooth? No. You want to pay the kid, $5 cash that's mowing your lawn? No. If we don't have cash, there's a lot of things that are going to change.
Well, okay, but that is a completely, honestly, separate issue. He didn't refer to it as cash or not cash. He referred to the idea of money, the concept of money.
I know. That's what sent me down that bunny trail the fact that before we get to non-tangible getting paid for something, we're on the digital step first. And that's just not going to work.
Yeah.
See?
I'm
glad we're going to be dead by then. That's all I got to say, Bob.
Yeah. See, you always have the bright way to look at it.
I'm trying.
I don't know, though. We've been sold these things before. Remember, Americans are going to have so much more free time with the advent of computers that they're not going to know what to do with themselves and all of that.
No paper.
But why are then we working harder than ever before, more stressed than ever before?
Yep.
We're missing something. of the equation. And I got a pretty good sneaking suspicion that the answer to that question will never be answered, or not for a very long time, by AI. If you know what I mean, brothers and sisters.
Don't even get me going on that.
If you can hear what I'm saying, brothers and sisters.
Yes, brother.
Can you hear? Come over here so I can smack you in the forehead.
You're not listening to me.
Come on, man.
Come on.
Trying to do a little Benny Hinn.
Oh.
928 on the Bob Roche. I'm trying to heal you, brother. I guess if you say it like brother like that, it's more like I'm trying to wrestle you.
I know. It's different.
15 minutes away from things that make you smile. Hang in there. 97.3 The Sky.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
It's time now for Things I Haven't Done. Brought to you by, I Saved the Best for Last. I don't know.
That'd be a good song.
But I'm lying.
Yeah,
no. It's 9:36. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's Thursday. Come on, weekend.
Woo.
Come on.
It's almost here.
It is almost. It's been a long week, maybe because, you know, hobbling around and I don't know what it is. But anyway, I want to make the best of today like I try to every day. Thank the good Lord for... being on the side of the grass. Mm-hmm. I like being on the side of it. Let's see. What do we have here? Oh, Disney. Their stocks have taken a nosedive. Aww.
Hold on. Let me work on my shocked look.
Yeah.
No. How was that? Was that believable?
I think you maybe missed your calling.
Okay.
That was like, wow. Shares for entertainment giant Disney fell almost 8% last week, continue to slide this week. Revenues disappointed in the fourth quarter, falling short of Wall Street analyst expectations. Roughly flat revenues of $22.46 billion are also casting a pall over the latest year of CEO Bob Iger's second stint. So operating income fell 5%. When your operating income falls 5%, got yourself a little plumbing company.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're gonna get by. When operating income drops 5%, and that in real money is $3.48 billion,
oh my goodness.
Now you have to be concerned, Bob.
Oof.
Is that crazy?
You don't just pull that out of the desk drawer and toss it in the bank.
Wow. No, that's not usually not in petty cash, Greg.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. Let's see. Failures in TV and film divisions. Even though the amusement parks and streaming posted profits, though, the company's overall revenue, like $22.5 billion, that's a lot, but it's less than the same quarter last year.
Yeah, but what is it you always say about when you go woke?
You go broke.
And that's what they're... No, you mentioned it's TV and movies. That's where they are these days.
Yeah, they got to get refocused, I think.
Yeah.
And...
get back to basics and quit all this garbage.
Yeah. Indoctrination. Make it fun again. I mean, we used to gather around the TV. What was it called? The Wonderful World of Disney or something like that?
Yep.
And...
Tinkerbell flying around there. Little,
and they would show us the progress on when they were building Disney World.
Oh, yeah.
And at the time, you know, living in Michigan, being a kid, knowing, you know, we're going to retire to Florida. You know, Dad's going to retire. We're going down. And I'd be like, yeah, man, we're going to be there all the time. And I'd say
spend some
pretty
time
good amount. Yeah. Pretty good amount, yeah.
And then your kids, you know?
So. Yeah. Oh, and then we left Orlando. I told them, I go, oh, yeah, Disney and Universal burned down, kids. I'm sorry, man.
Wow.
Yeah, they don't even exist anymore.
Wow.
I think they believed me for a little while.
They learned their lesson.
But yeah, then they were on to me. All right, but your big story today, at least, because it centers on the state of Florida, this is a huge story. It's a Miami grand jury indicting Congresswoman Sheila Shefferless McCormick. She's a Democrat out of, I believe, South Florida, allegedly stealing like $5 million from FEMA.
Not good.
$5 million. And that's along with her brother, Edwin Shefferless, and numerous co-defendants. They said they used multiple accounts, tried to disguise the source. This was an overpayment by FEMA to their company that was under contract. It was FEMA-funded COVID-19 vaccination staffing contract in 2021. So she was making a ton of money off of FEMA anyway, her and her brother, right? They're making a ton. And then the company received an overpayment of $5 million in FEMA funds. And, you know, it'd be one thing if they just maybe sat on that and wait and see, hey, is this, you know, can... You know, just hoping that maybe the government would just forget about it. That'd be one thing. But they immediately went into, you know, hiding it.
Right.
Moving it through different channels, filtering it out to different people. And then the money would come back as donations for her campaign.
Amazing how that worked.
Yeah.
What are the odds?
So the indictment also states that Shefferless McCormick and Nadege NaBlanc allegedly fixed contributions using straw donors and channeled funds from a FEMA-funded COVID-19 contract to their associates, who then used at least some of it to make campaign donations. Greg Stubbe out of Florida, our buddy that we have on, the congressman, he said, this is one of the most egregious abuses of public trust I've ever seen.
Wow.
The Republican Party of Florida, in an ex post, immediately called on Shefferless McCormick to resign, writing, this is absolutely disgusting. She must step down now. Her office didn't immediately return any kind of comment, but Representative Stubbe said that he will be filing a motion to censure Shefferless McCormick and remove her from all her committees. Howard University graduate, initially hit by a probe in 2023 by the House Ethics Committee, who investigated allegations of campaign finance violations tied to her 2022 elections. But then she was reelected to a third term in 2024. She currently serves on the House Committee on Veterans Affairs and the House Committee on Foreign Affairs. And that's currently, but that could be changing very, very shortly. That could be changing, I don't know, as early as, I don't know, maybe later today? It's possible, because she's... She's been indicted. $5 million. FEMA.
Oh, she says there's nothing to it. Nothing to it.
Did she really? Because I get the earlier article. It didn't have a comment yet.
Yeah, she's kind of just acted like she didn't do anything wrong. Imagine that.
I mean, look, you can indict a ham sandwich is the old joke that people used to say. But, I mean, when they've already done some of the homework to say they followed the money trails, then I would guess that they at least have they've built up some kind of a a solid case, I would think.
Yeah.
I would think. All right, so the Epstein files, yes, it's all official now. They are going to be released. President Trump signed off on it and all that. Oh, wait. No, they have 30 days, actually, to release it, the Department of Justice. Some people are concerned, oh, are they going to redact? Are they going to hold back? Well, anything that's under a current active investigation, they can hold back any of that. But here's the bottom line. Do you think there's a piece of paper in there somewhere that says, yeah, I had sex with this girl and that girl, and this one was only 14, and that one, oh, and by the way, here's some photographic evidence of it. You're not going to get that kind of smoking gun.
Mm-mm.
So you're going to get names associated with, you're going to get some kind of investigation. You know, remember, they made, you know, a lot of that go away when he was first in trouble.
Right.
For what he had been doing. And he knew so many powerful people, they were able to almost sweep that under the rug. I mean, this is something that would send the average person to prison for multiple years. He ended up doing, I think, a year or so of house arrest in a mansion.
Yeah, but he's not getting out of prison. Well, actually, I guess he did already.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
He got whatever.
One way or the other, he got kind of what he deserved.
Yeah, he got kind of what was coming to him.
Yeah.
But if you expect you know, really smoking guns. I mean, here's what you're going to get. And Alex Marlowe from Breitbart, he's the editor-in-chief. He was on with Laura Ingraham the other night. And he said, you're probably going to see way more Democrats named in these Epstein files. And he said, for many, it looks like we're playing by the Democrats' playbook, but they're already looking absurd. You're seeing it right now. It sounds ridiculous, like he's some sort of regular constituent. And then Raskin, with his ridiculous hair, he doesn't even know what he's talking about. And then she got a text from him. It wasn't a phone call, and they're referring to the that's the woman who was working with Epstein and communicating with him. This is the one from the Virgin Islands. And while she was actually had Cohen, the attorney at the time for Trump, you know, was questioning him. And she's on the she's on her phone with Epstein at the same time, texting him back and forth.
That's just amazing.
Yeah. Marlowe said that no one's going to take any ownership when there are way more Democrats named because Epstein was a Democrat who was a Democrat fundraiser. Trump was on Epstein. He called them out, and he kicked them out of Mar-a-Lago before any of this stuff went down.
Right.
So Trump is going to turn out, I think, very clean on this thing. So will any of the Democrats go out to MSNBC or their favorite podcast and say, you know what? We over and over, we did this one. It's not a big deal. We were the bad guys here. We'll never do it. No, not one of them.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, they're not going to come forward. They're not going to admit to anything. I wonder why the Democrats had pushed so hard for it. If they had anything real and substantial that could hurt Trump,
oh, yeah,
they would have already used it.
Absolutely.
I mean, they were using everything under the sun already to try to hurt him in any way.
Well, most of it
possibly could.
And most of it wasn't true. So if this was true, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
They would not have let it go to waste.
They would have used it like crazy.
Absolutely.
It would have been right out of the box.
Yep.
So we'll see what happens down the road. But,
yeah.
I mean, don't Mm. Again, I use the term, you know, smoking gun, which is part of our program coming up later. But, yeah, if you're looking for a real smoking gun here, I don't know how much of that you're going to get. But if, say, you know, Bill Clinton is logged on that, you know, jet flying to the Epstein's Island, you know, 26 times, whatever it is.
Yeah, he was a frequent flyer.
That'll be hard to kind of wiggle out of that one, I would think, you know. But then again, I mean, it's not. Not absolute proof that something occurred.
And he is Slick Willie, as they used to say.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep, there you go. Jasmine Crockett, Crazy Crockett.
Oh, she's great.
She doesn't understand why Americans love President Donald Trump.
That doesn't surprise me that she doesn't get it.
Well, yeah, that part of it you could kind of follow and kind of understand, but the part where she is trying to blame Trump for the government shutdown. That's where it's like, well, wait a second. Are you sure you don't? Are you not paying attention, are you, Jasmine? Because the Democrats voted 15 times to keep the government shut down. The Democrats.
Uh-huh.
So how she can try to blame Trump for that And then she calls it a cult. It's like, well, where are you getting your information from? What cult are you getting that from? You know, CNN, MS Now, I guess they call
it. That's the new name. Yeah.
Where are you getting it from? Salon? From some, you know, channel? Where are you getting your information? I mean, that's the sad thing is she actually is a congresswoman. She actually sits, you know, in Washington, D.C. and represents, you know, people, some of the people in Texas. And she doesn't know that the Democrats had control over the shutdown?
Yeah, she knew.
I mean, she doesn't have credibility with us.
No.
But how can she have credibility with anybody? I guess maybe that's how it works with the Democrats. You know, they spin a wheel and they go, who's going to go out and tell the big lie today? Yeah. Jasmine, it's your turn.
She's been getting called up a lot lately, you know?
I guess she's one of those people that says, you know, any kind of press is good press.
Pick me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's 9:48 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is time now for things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us. Brought to you by My Dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. So call in now with your upbeat positive non-political thoughts. You can do it. Just call us 877-975-9825. Oh, shaping up to be another awesome day, my friends. Time now for things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us. 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile, brought to you by My Dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now, like I said, 877-975-9825. And Michael, what's making you smile?
America still lives strong through country music. The CMA Awards last night was so great. I saw Pride for America, and if you missed it, you can watch it on Hulu, I believe, today. But No Bad Bunny.
Yeah, no Bad Bunny. I'm with you on that, for sure. And then one of the new, I think it was a new artist, right? Came up there to get his award. He brought his beer. Rosebud, good morning. What's making you smile?
What's making me smile, I just got a text from my sister. Somebody at her church gave her a fresh turkey, so she can't freeze it for next week. She's cooking it today. She's going to pack it up for me to bring it home. God bless America.
You know, she lives, you know, we the station is between where she lives and where you live. I'm just saying. Just kidding, Rosebud. Happy Thanksgiving. Hopefully I'll talk to you well before that, my friend. But I like it. That definitely makes me smile. Next, it's The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. The National Fraternal Order of Police, together with the International Association of Chiefs of Police, sent a letter to Congress urging them to reject national reciprocity for concealed carry. The legislation, H.R. 38, sponsored by Congressman Richard Hudson, a Republican, would treat the concealed carry license of any one state as valid in the other 49, which makes perfect sense to most folks, but they said that national reciprocity for concealed weapons could impact officers' safety. They need to recognize that the good guys are on the side of law enforcement, and on many occasions, they've saved their lives because they were a concealed permit holder. And that is your Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.